Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Because it seems so easy these days for people to consider other people their enemies, this week on Morning Prayer, we're seeing examples from the Bible that show we don't have to think other people are enemies, even if they think and act in ways we don't agree with. Here's an example featuring Christ Jesus himself, who told his followers to love their enemies, doing them good. Jesus was in Nazareth, where he grew up, and one Sabbath, he went to the synagogue and read verses from Isaiah indicating that the Spirit of the Lord was with him, allowing him to preach, heal, and announce that the year of the Lord was at hand. He also mentioned that his listeners might not accept this, just as people in the past hadn't accepted prophets. All this infuriated the other people in the synagogue, and they took Jesus to a cliff, intending to throw him off it and kill him. But the Bible simply says that Jesus, passing through the midst of them, went his way. He went to another town and taught and healed people there. How did Jesus escape the mob intent on killing him? The Bible doesn't give details here, but it's logical to assume Jesus did it the same way David escaped Saul's attempts to kill him that we talked about yesterday. He saw the people not as enemies, but as children of God. This, of course, is the way he saw people with healing effect throughout his career. May we, too, adopt that same stance today and see the same healing, peacemaking results. Amen.